7:44, Brock Hunter.
Morning.
Your morning macho man. Oh, yeah. Real macho. Oh, yeah. Don't forget to find us on YouTube. Just look for the Plan B Morning Show page with Brock and Hunter. Make sure you subscribe to that so you don't miss out on anything. Also, find us on Twitch, twitch.tv/rock_107_WIRX. We'll be hanging out for the next 15 minutes or so. Get in on the conversation. Have a little fun with us. We got to get to it. Your topic of the day brought to you by Sports 44. Try Sports 44 first for sporting gear, shoes, clothes, school spirit wear, equipment, and more. Located at 2605 South Cleveland Avenue in St. Joe. Sports 44, sporting goods for all four seasons. Your topic for today, and this just came up just out of some random conversation that Hunter and I were having, but what's the best decade and why was it the best, in your opinion? In your opinion.
I mean,
and
obviously, the roaring 20s were the hottest decade. But besides that, I mean, this is a tough. So let's first off say this is kind of a lopsided conversation because everybody's going to go with the decade they grew up in, right?
More when you were probably in your maybe tweens, early teen, in your teen years. Maybe your college years, I guess.
When you're learning things, your brain is fresh, your body's fresh, you feel good.
Yeah.
You know, it's an easy answer depending on your age, I think. Yeah. But mine is torn between two, and I know what you're going to say. You're going to say the 90s.
Actually, I'm going to disagree with you on that one. Yeah.
Because I was going to say the early 2000s.
Early 2000s?
2010.
I'm actually, even though I didn't grow up in it, I'm a big fan of the 80s. There's like, if I could, like, to me, the whole like Field of Dreams, small town in Iowa, Footloose, like the Footloose town.
Iowa? Right? Yeah, that's what you
picked. I know. Okay. That's what I'm saying. You can like Iowa. a small farming community in the 80s. Okay. Seemed to me like the best thing. So I was in the 80s, like especially the late 80s, like we were just getting into, you had video games at least. Like if you were to look like 86, 87, the economy was really good. There was still really good music. You had the early grunge scene coming out. You had hair metal. You still had your classics. So to me, the music was still really good. And yeah, I don't know. Like the, I disagree with the
80s.
What?
You know why I disagree with the 80s? Because you still get away with murder in the 80s. There was a lot of murdering going on.
Still a lot
of
murdering. The cocaine was top notch in the 80s.
Top notch. People were getting murdered to get it. It's just
like the 80s and the 90s are a close tie, but I think I'd take the 80s if I were to pick a decade in my mind. So you're going early 2000s, though.
Yeah, hear me out on this.
So 2000, 2010?
Yep. And this is why I landed there, because it was a time where technology wasn't to where it is now, but it was still it was in its early stages.
Yeah.
So I grew up without technology. I wouldn't say that. Without ridiculous technology that you have in your pocket now.
We weren't slaves to it at that point.
We weren't slaves. I had the flip phone. I think I actually got my first flip phone. I got it late. I got my parents' flip phone when they got a new one.
Yeah.
And they weren't updating every year, that's for sure.
No, God, I think
I got my first flip phone when I was like a freshman, eighth grade or a freshman in high school, maybe a freshman.
I think I got mine right before I started driving because I was going to start driving soon.
Right.
I think I was
exactly around the time.
14 or 15, something like that. And I got the Nokia. I got the Nokia brick phone.
Right. And that wasn't really, it was technology. I'm not going
to. It did what it needed to do, though.
You could text people.
Play Snake.
You could get on the internet, really.
You could play Snake, and you could call. Honestly, that's all a phone needs to do.
You know?
You know what
so,
I mean?
So 2000 to 2010 was an early development of technology in the early stages. So you had a little bit of both in those 10 years. And for some reason, that was like college years for me. I'm not saying college, but around that time.
Yeah, that age, yeah.
And it was just, I don't know. I like that a lot because it was a time where I wasn't under my parents' thumb as much. You know, they kind of let me go. And, you know, that's the time I lived in Florida for a little bit.
You were a young adult. Yeah, that was horrible. You should have never went down there. You were a young adult or an experiencing life.
Exactly.
There was enough there where you could, like, go to E-Bomb's world, but then you also weren't locked on to you. Like, I get what you're saying. Yeah, to me, and I stand by this, I think the age of innocence died with the smartphone. Because that took away any, last bit of wonderment. Now, I know this sounds kind of weird. I'm taking, long story short, that phone, it's done everything for us now. You know what I mean?
It like, really has, man. There's no, you can't be curious anymore because you find curious. The answer like that.
Some of the most fun my friends and I had on spring break was because we didn't know where we were at. And we had to figure it out.
Found your way back to the hotel. We're gonna meet him at 2 a.m.
Right?
Probably.
Like, we got to figure this out, guys. We are lost in Florida. The GPS isn't working. And going back to your thing, like, there was just enough technology. We still had the TomToms or whatever.
But
you know what I mean?
You didn't lean on it. You didn't go to it.
No.
You didn't.
Dude, we drove to Florida with paper maps. Like, we did not have.
Oh, yeah.
I had a binder of MapQuest stuff that we printed off. I get what you're saying. Yeah, it was kind of that last age of innocence. Oh, dude, the R&B and the rap from the early 2000s.
The music was great.
Off the chain, son. All right.
And I felt like clubs were more active. You know, when you were younger.
Yeah.
People were going out more.
Yeah.
I don't know, for sure.
No, all those things are, again, that was kind of that last age of innocence. And you were right in the prime of your youth at that point. You know, your early, mid-20s. Early 20s, hey, probably, yeah.
Not going to talk about the fashion, but maybe we could have done without the affliction and the...
I don't know, man. Carpenter pants were fairly popular back then, you know, so it was comfy.
It was a comfortable era.
Visor, always got sun on your hair, you know what I mean? No, I don't think that's a bad answer, Hunter. I really don't, mm-hmm. You know? I kind of reminisce back to even though I was born in 86, so it's not like I lived in the 80s, but it just a lot of stuff I like fits into that decade. Mm-hmm. And because the 90s got a little messy, you know what I mean? All decades are messy, I guess I should say.
I don't think there
wasn't one decade where it was like, oh, everything was perfect, guys, ship shape.
It was great.
We're fine. Everything was
ship
great.
Shape.
Best 10 years we've ever had. We got some great answers on Facebook here. What was the best decade in your opinion and why? Whitley said 90s had the best music, cartoons, movies, video games. It really did have a lot of good stuff.
Those are all good answers for the 90s. Those are all good. Yeah.
Jesse said the 90s as well. Best toys, BMX bikes, cartoons. We lived in a decade where we could still go trick-or-treating after dark. The best. Yeah,
do kids still play with toys, or they go right to the smartphone?
No,
to the iPad.
It depends. I mean, I guess like
is that a big thing in the 90s? Toys, because you didn't have the iPad.
That's all you had to
play with.
But you might also look at was the Game Boy, the 90s version of the. I mean, I remember spending a lot of car trips. Thankful that I had my Game Boy.
You had a Game Boy. You know what I had? Willie Beard guy with a magnet, you know? That's
you never
what
had,
I had
a Game Boy? Oh,
no,
man.
I didn't have the Game Boy.
I got one at a garage sale, and I couldn't.
I had the Tiger handheld, like the Home Alone game.
Oh, we had all of those. You know where my gambling addiction started was Mom buying me a poker.
The poker one,
yeah.
You had that,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's where it all started. Like, I got to get more chips. no, I got my Game Boy at a garage sale, and it was the case and the games and everything. I couldn't believe it. It was at the time, I'd probably $25 for everything, but still, though, man. Mom, please, come on, Ma.
It's funny you bring that. I knew how to play Texas Hold'em at five years old.
Yeah, 5 years old, because that's what we got. We got those little keychain poker machines that you get. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yep.
That's funny.
Yep. It's starting us young. We got some more answers on Facebook. In your opinion, what was the best decade?
Remember that little handheld football game that had the red dots? They didn't look like real players, but it was a weird old school.
Not the one that had red dots. I had one that just had the football, and then you'd hit the button, you'd want to run, and then it would show 5 yards, and it would move the little football.
I remember that one too.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. Yeah, it was a good game. Atlanta. You can still get those some places, man.
They're probably $400.
They're not cheap. Actually, I was just in Walgreens the other day. I've been waiting to buy. They have this Galaga desktop machine.
But it's
an actual little cabinet for Galaga. It's a little cabinet. It's $30. And if Kiki finds out that I spent $30 on a desktop Galaga machine, she's going to be very upset with me.
Perfect for the camper.
Right? But also too, they got all those little handheld, the old baseball one and all that,
Somebody's banking for sure.
Yeah. 90s. This was definitely a 90s dominated topic. Chrissy said the 90s. Scott said the 80s and 90s had great music in both decades as a kid growing up in the 90s.
90s for me, you know, a big reason for that would be parties.
Yeah.
So my sisters grew up, they were in high school in the 90s. And I was younger. I was about 10 years younger. So I got to live vicariously through them in the 90s.
Yeah.
Because they would have parties and they would be hanging out with their friends. I would always see them.
Yeah.
So for the 90s for me, it was cool because I got to live through my sisters.
Yeah. You
know, growing up in the 90s. So the parties were phenomenal.
Yeah, that's, and again, something that I think we lost after the 2010s. You know what I mean? Like, it just is different. It's different.
Another thing with the phones, because you go to the parties now and people are like, oh, there's another party over here.
Yeah. Or
they just don't go to the parties.
You don't
anymore.
Go to, because you're talking to everyone right there. We had to go to the parties to actually chat with our friends, to see our friends, wonder who was going to be at the party.
It was talked about it at school.
Yeah. No.
Like, hey, 8 o'clock at Joe's house.
Yeah, passed around.
Tonight, you going?
Then that one kid that you didn't want to invite overheard, and he showed up. Like, damn it. Damn it, he showed up.
And that's when the fight starts.
That's when it starts. And the one guy takes his shirt off for some reason. Like, what are we doing? Why is your shirt off?
It's like 7 o'clock. He's standing on the table with his shirt off.
It's too early. And the one kid who's been, he snuck into his parents' liquor cabinet and got the vodka way too early.
Yeah.
Well,
my
he's
sisters
gonna
threw a massive party in the 90s one time. My parents went out of town.
Oh, that's dangerous.
I just remember people making out in the basement. The house was full of people. And then at one point, everybody cleared the house.
Yeah.
Something happened. So I'm following them, right? What's going on? Go out to the front yard. Everybody parked their cars in a circle, turn their lights on. Two dudes out there with gloves on, duking it out. Wham, wham, wham. This is the 90s. This was great, man. Full-blown boxing match in my front yard. And you know what? Parents show up.
Oh!
Show up early as they're fighting. I remember my dad grabbing my shoulder. Like, Hunter, what's going on here? Like, Dad, they're fighting.
Dad, this is great.
He went in there and broke it up. It was great, man. It really was. And you know what? You know what the best part about it? I don't think Dad was mad.
No.
He had to act mad.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Yeah.
But I think there was a part of Dad that was like, we set a lot of people here.
We set a car on fire at one of our parties. And at my house. And
what happened to those parties?
Yeah. Literally, I'm not making that up, folks. I'm not trying to one-up Hunter with this fighting. There was a literal car on fire. And, it was amazing. It was great.
Should we have a WIRX bonfire? We're going to light a car on fire. How about that?
We're going to do Burning Man, but it's going to be 90s style. WIRX party. That's a great idea.
We're going to get a car. We're going to set it on fire.
We're going to get a couple kegs. All right. We're going to have a good time. Get that music going.
Like a tower, like the movie?
The Moon Tower?
The Moon Tower.
Party at the Moon Tower. Dazed and Confused. Classic. Mm-hmm. No, someone's going to die.
Somebody will die. Damn it.
Yeah, we're going to do our own Burning Man.
How do they pull it off at Burning Man? Does somebody die every year at Burning Man?
I'm sure, and you kind of expect that when you got a bunch of people in the desert taking, you know, ayahuasca. And
drugs.
Yeah.
Oh, look at it, man.
Look at it. Spin the ball, man. Spin the ball. Whoa. I'm freaking out, man. Yeah, you're in the desert. High on ayahuasca. Watch out.
Give me my pacifier, would you?
I'm going. All right, anyway. 90s definitely won, but there were some good decades. I think if you could pull something from maybe like the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, I think you'd be all right. Maybe a little bit in the early part of the 2000s. These last 10 years have been, 90s. These last 10, 12 years have been awful. Just the worst. Yeah. Just the worst. But, all right. Well, we're going to take a break. We got more coming up. It's the Plan B Morning Show. Stick around.